Gross Invasion of Privacy, Part 5. There's an author called George Orwell who wrote a magnificent and very popular fictional novel way back in 1984 about how a new invention called the telescreen was able to spy on citizens throughout the world. I wonder who read the book and decided to come up with this new invention, adapting many of the ideas in that particular book to their new toy for the public. Why, I myself might read something or watch a seminar or listen to a recording of a great speaker and come away with many new ideas for future books. And I am just an author tucked away in paradise here in a small town of New Zealand. What if there are many more people in the world exactly like me who have access to power and money in order that they can build on from the ideas they have gleaned from whoever they read or listened to or watched that particular day? There's no law against new innovations in this world. It all depends on how scrupulous your internal goals are, whether you are an ethical person or not, as to how these new innovations can be translated into something more tangible, whether they could be used for good or for evil intent. I have read further into information that has been provided, and it says in quotes, Samsung does not retain voice data or sell it to third parties unless the consumer consents and uses the voice recognition feature, end of quotes. Only upon receiving consent as well as personal knowledge that the consumer is using the voice recognition feature will Samsung then send all information gathered to a server somewhere in the world, and which will then provide to certain people searching for such data, no doubt at a charge, which of course we know is a monetary amount that would not be shared with you as the provider in the first place of such damaging or not content. And that's the end of part 5.